I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, as you know, West Side Story is rolling out in theaters this weekend. This is a movie that, you know, I have to say, there were a lot of doubters as to why Steven Spielberg, with the screenwriting skills of Tony Kushner, wanted to remake one of the classic films of ever. And I would say, based on the early reaction to people I know who have seen it, which I haven't yet, and reviewers, they are pretty euphoric. And yet, given everything, it's not clear that this movie is going to have a big opening.
No, not clear at all. In fact, it's likely not going to open very well. And Disney is hoping that the movie will play throughout the holidays and get awards attention. And next thing you know, you look up at the Oscars and it's got, you know, $300 million worldwide. I just don't think that that will happen in this case, partly because of the universe we are in right now. This movie was supposed to come out last holiday season. It was pushed to this holiday season. And we're still not out of the COVID woods. You know, a lot of the audience for this movie will be older, and older moviegoers have been less inclined to return to theaters. They did for the James Bond movie in certain numbers, but we're not sure if this is going to be on the level of that. And this opening weekend is not going to be great for this movie. It's probably going to be in the teens. It could possibly dip into the single digits. And if that's the case, there is so much competition over the holiday corridor this year because of all of these movies that have been pushed, most prominently the Spider-Man sequel, that this movie could disappear.
This is a movie that Disney inherited from Fox. And it's a good sort of thought game. Would Disney have ever made this movie? I mean, Steven Spielberg is still Steven Spielberg. And, you know, the movie looks, from what I've seen of it, it looks very sort of lush and lavish, but it apparently, they say, costs a thrifty $100 million. I know you're a little skeptical about that, Matt. Steven Spielberg does work in a very efficient manner, but that was a big production that he put on there. And, you know, just going back to the concept, I did a cover story for The Hollywood Reporter on Steven Spielberg several years ago. And at the time, this was several movies ago, he said, you know, I only have so many movies left in me, which kind of struck me because I didn't think of him as being that old, but he's like 74. And he wasn't then, but, you know, he was a few years younger than that. But I just remember thinking, if you only have a few left in you, and this is the one. And they did have to jump through a lot of hoops because times have changed since the original West Side Story came out. And there was a lot of question, not only about, you know, stuff that has shifted culturally, but two older white men telling a story of immigrants in New York.
Yeah, they clearly knew that that was going to be an issue because they traveled to Puerto Rico in December of 2019, Spielberg and Kushner, to address the issue with people there, cultural leaders and people who were quoted at the time saying that they cringe when they watched the original West Side Story because, first of all, the Puerto Rican characters were mostly played by white actors, and a lot of the cultural stereotypes of the time were heavily featured in the film. They've made big strides in the current version. First of all, they cast Latin actors to play these Puerto Rican characters. And a lot of the screenwriting flourishes here are designed to modernize the references in the story. So I don't think they're going to have that problem. And the critical response has been so euphoric that I think they are going to avoid those issues. But the broader question remains as to who this movie is for and will those people show up in theaters?
Yeah, we saw Bad Things Happen to Cats and Dear Evan Hansen. It seems like Spielberg pulled this one off, but we'll see whether that matters. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.